So in the past we've spoken about whether we should do Nefilas Apayim in a room that does not have a Sefer Torah, but we never spoke about just the general concept of Nefilas Apayim of Tachnun and how to do it and why we do it and things of that nature. There is Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshas Korach, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chav Beis. Rabbeinu B'chai writes, Da ki inyan Nefilas Apayim b'tfila yesh bo shalosh kavanos. There are three reasons why we go down we fall down on our face for Tachnun. One of them is, he says, Lemora Hashchina. It shows a sense of Mora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when a person davens, he should have Kavanah that the Shechina is Kenegdo. So part of the nature of the tefillah, part of the way that tefillah is supposed to be done, is with kisui apanim to show that we are afraid of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the Shechina, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Yarei Mehabit El Kim, who initially was afraid to turn around because he was afraid to look at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vashenis, second reason he says, laharos tsar v'hachna'a, to show a sense of anguish, a sense of humility, that a person who falls on his face shows that he's anguished and that he's humble in front of whoever it is he is speaking to, and that is a good way to get our tefillos accepted, by showing a sense of tzar that we're desperate. Third, he says, laharos asiras chushav u'bitul argashosav, is to show that we are powerless, that we can't even stand anymore, that we're just falling down. So in all of these ways, we're demonstrating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu our complete dependence on him and our complete awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Halichos Pas Yisrael, Perek Beis Yud Beis, quotes that the minhag is that women do not do Nefilas Apayim. I don't know, I never asked. Do women, you ever see? I don't know. I don't know if women do Nefilas Apayim or not. He says that the minhag is women don't do Nefilas Apayim, and he says that he suggests in a footnote a couple of reasons why not. First, he says the tour in Archaim Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph says that Nefilas Apayim was nitkan kedesha adam yispalel b'yeshiva ba'amido b'nefilas apayim, in that so that we can be able to mimic the tefilas of Moshe Rabbeinu, which were done in three forms: b'yeshiva, ba'amida, and b'nefilas apayim. And since a woman is not chayiv necessarily in Amir's Kriya Shema and Psukah Dezimra, according to many shitos, so they're not included in the Hanhaga of Tefillah B'Yeshiva. So Mela, they're not going to be included in the Hanhaga of Tefillah B'Nefillah Sapayim. But that assumes that what we mean by Amida, Yeshiva, and Nefillah Sapayim is that Birchus Kriya Shema is Yeshiva, Shemon Esrei is Amida, and Tachnus is Nefillah Sapayim. But many poskim understand that no, what we mean Amida, Yeshiva, and Nefillah Sapayim is all within Tachnun, that we say the first part in Nefilas Apayim, then we sit up, and then Menach L'Neda, we stand. So if that's the case, then we don't know that women are necessarily not included in that. So he suggests, maybe based on the fact that Rav Natrunoigon holds that Nefilas Apayim, the Tachnun is a Rishus to begin with, maybe they were never Mekabel upon themselves to do it. Don't know. The most important halach about Tachnun, probably, even more than all of the details about how to do Nefilas Apayim, is the halach in Shulchan Aruch Chuf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph, that Ein L'Dab Bain Tefillah and Nefilas Apayim. A person should not be mafsik with speech in between finishing Shemona Esrei and doing Nefilas Apayim. The Taz writes that even though Ein L'daber, the Taz says, doesn't mean that if you were medaber that you shouldn't then do Nefilas Apayim. He says, where is it? Vishuvim Haya Nofal Alpan of Loyas Tefilaso Kol Kach Nishma'as. But you know, your tefillah won't be as listened to, but still you should do Nefilas Apayim, even if you were medaber in between. Now, how much of a hefsik is considered to be a violation of this rule of Ein Ledaber Bein Tefillah and Nefilas Apayim? So the Magen Avram writes that just a little bit of talking is okay. If you talk just very little bit, then that's okay. That's not really called being medaber. That's what the Magen Avram writes. Sicha bi'alma leslan ba. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel, kama mehadochak huzeh? How dochak is that? That Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to speak, and Magen Avraham comes along. Well, yes, speak, but sicha v'yam, that's not really speaking. That's just schmoozing. That's just it's not really schmoozing. That's just expressing yourself verbally. Well, what in the world does that mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan very strongly disagrees, and he says no, absolutely not. There's no talking at all between Shemon Esrei and Nefilas Apayim. So now, how do we do Nefilas Apayim? What's the process of Nefilas Apayim? So the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph writes that the way we do is Kishinofel al Panav Nogu Lahatos al Tzad Smol. First of all, we lean on the left side. The Ramah quotes that Yesh Omrim Diyesh Lahatos al Tzad Yamin. Some say on the right. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's on the small. Rama says some say on the light, on the right. Says the Rama. So what we do is during Shachris, when you have tefillin on your left hand, then outside you min mishum kavul tefillin. Then we lean on our right. And Mariv, when we don't have tefillin for whatever reason, then you lean on your left. So that is that's how the Rama passes. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalin Hay says that this relates to where the Shechina is, which way you lean. Now, if you wear tefillin at Mincha, and we discussed that as well in the past, if you wear tefillin at Mincha, so Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin says then you should lean on the right. But some say, like the Gra, that you always lean on the left at Mincha. And the Kav Chaim points out that Al Pi Kabbalah you should definitely lean on the left. Rav Moshe and Or Chaim Chelakei Simin Chaf Os Yutes says that he leaned on both hands, and he didn't think that this was against the Rama, because some people hold to lean on the left at Shachris anyway, so when you lean on both hands, you put one hand up the other, and you put your head down on both hands. My friend Rabbi Tani Lauer, who's a close Talmud of Rabbi Sternbach, said that Rabbi Sternbach does this as well, that he also leans on both hands from the fields of Paim. So it looks a little strange, because no one else in Shul is doing it, but that's what Rabbi Moshe did, and that's what Rabbi Sternbach did. It's a discussion about lefties. The Prima Gadda, Mishp Sozov, Sivkan Beis, says that a lefty in the morning should lean on the left, and by Mincha he's not sure what he should do. As a discussion, the Deborah Tzina discusses in the Tshuva, in Chelek Beis, Simin Gimel, Os Yud Beis, the Deborah Tzina discusses exactly what the story is with a lefty, and he says that that he thinks that it should be on the right hand, like he does that a lefty should be b'mincha gamken yipali iter al yado hayimanis kibeshachris, that he should do the same as he does by shachris on his right hand, which means his left, right? Left, it's always confusing whenever you have discussions about lefties, because we assume his right means sometimes means his right, sometimes it means his strong hand. But anyway, so it goes on the list of interesting halachas relating to lefties. Now, what about covering the face? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Gimel in Kof Lamed Aleph says that you can't cover the face with your hand, because Ein Haguf Mechasa Es Atzmo. You're supposed to cover your face, but not with your own body, because the body can't cover itself. So the Ali Rabba says you have to be careful when you do rest on your arm, assuming you have a cloth covering your arm, it should be on the arm and not on the palm, because the palm has your averos written on it. Whatever that means, Kabbalistically, it's considered to be not good. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that it used to be that we would say Nefilas Apayim by literally falling on the floor on our face all the way to the ground. But now we just lean the head and cover the face. So the Archa Shulchan, Kof Lamed Aleph, Siv Dalet explains, we stopped falling directly on our faces because of what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Ches in Siman Kof Lamed Aleph, which is that Ein Adam Chashav Rashi Lipal Al Panav Arza Elim Kin Batuach Shiyanu Ki Yoshua Benun, that a person is not supposed to fall on their face unless they're confident that they're going to be answered like Yoshua Benun. So that's why that minug fell into disuse. We no longer fall directly on our face. We only do a little bit of a lean on our arm. But the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Beis, and much more elaborately in Sifkat and Chaf, says that we should lean our head slightly to the side, because since the whole idea was initially one of bowing down to the floor, so nowadays we should lean our heads slightly to the side, because when we put our heads down a little bit, it's ki'ilu we're bowing straight on the floor, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to put your face straight on the floor when you bow. That's why we put a cloth under our face on Yom Noraim when we bow on the floor. So since that's where the minhag came from, it came from bowing on the floor, that's why we have to cover our face with something. So because the kavana is for nefilas apayim, that's what originally was all about, and that's why we need to cover our faces, to create a hefsik between our faces and the ground, and we also have the minhag to lean a little bit to the side so our face isn't facing straight to the ground. When we bow at modim, there's nothing between our face and the ground, we're not covering our face. Yeah, because over there it was never about bowing to the floor, that's just ishtachava. But this was once about nefilas apayim, and therefore that's really our kavana when we are doing it. The poskim talk about that you should try to actually cover some of your face when you go for nefilas apayim. It shouldn't just be like that you're resting, you know, on top of your hairline on your arm, and then your whole face is exposed. That doesn't do anything. It should cover some of your face should actually be covered by whatever it is that you're resting on. And again, the head should be at a slight angle during nefilas apayim. The Rambam says a person should sit and then do nefilas apayim. Beis Yosef quotes a machlokas whether it's very important to sit or not so important to sit. If you can't sit, let's say somebody's davening behind you or there's no place to sit, so the Leket HaKemach that's quoted in Ishei Yisrael says you should lean with your weight on something, because according to many poskim, when you put your weight on something, that is a din of yeshiva anyway. Mishmur and Sivkat Tess says that once you say v'anachna l'neida, you should say the words v'anachna l'neida sitting and the rest of the paragraph standing, and that's in fact our minhag. So that's those are the halachas of nefilas apayim.